Well, good morning, everybody. I think I know why Miss Disser jumped the gun. She was so excited to hear my homily that she didn't want to wait even an extra minute and a half. And no doubt, it's what you look forward to all week. Anyway, the other day, I was on Friday, I had the joy of going to Ritter High School and Roncalli also. But in the morning, I was at Ritter, and after the all-school mass, I was walking out, and this woman comes right in front of me, and she made me jump because I recognized her right away. Madame Sida. Now, Madame Sida was my French teacher in middle school at St. Charles in Bloomington. And I don't know if you ever had a strict teacher, but she was one of those. And so I was just very glad that I remembered. And I don't know any French hardly, but I know how to say, je suis Père Michel. And then I went, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, which is just counting. And she said, whatever you say in French to say, good job, Père Michel. But I was just, she like put I remembered. It was like I was a middle schooler again. She instilled in me respect and obedience and hard work. And when she would get really frustrated with us, she would just start yelling in French. We didn't have a clue what she was saying. But she was excellent. And I was thinking about so many of my teachers growing up. And I came across this quote from Hans von Balthasar. Listen to what he says. He says, in the mother's smile, it dawns on the child that he is entering, or that he is in a world in which he is accepted and loved and welcomed. It is in this primordial experience that he becomes aware of himself for the first time and aware of love. In receiving his mother's smile, this gaze of love, he learns to return it. The mother's love awakens love in the child. And I was just thinking how beautiful that is. Our first reading and our gospel, Jesus is just quoting the first reading in our gospel, where he says, we are meant to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that's the love that was awakened in me by my teachers and by my priests growing up, and my mom and dad, and so many people. My kindergarten or my preschool teacher was Mrs. Alexander, and I did 2 years in preschool because after the first year of preschool, I flunked, and I was. My mom told me that I had to do a second year because Mrs. Alexander couldn't do it without me, and she said, my mom said, you're her special helper, and I said, oh gosh, I better do another year, you know, to help her out a little bit. And but Mrs. Alexander, I remember she used to read at church, and I always thought she wrote the readings, you know. But she just loved God. And my seventh grade teacher, I remember always seeing her in the confession line, and I always wondered what she was confessing, you know. I remember my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Powell. They called her the homework queen, and because she just really made you work hard. And she was from England, and she always called us wet noodles and things. She was an odd duck, but I loved her, you know, and she loved Our Lady. She loved the rosary. And these memories, you know, they really just, my mom and my dad, we never missed Sunday Mass, ever, ever. We never missed our evening prayers, our night prayers at home. And mom and dad were so involved at church. They taught me, they awakened in me this realization that our faith requires a commitment and a generosity and a pouring yourself out and a presence, you know. And all these people, their witness awakened in me this kind of love for God that Jesus is talking about today. My priest growing up, we had a couple of them, but Father Charlie Chesborough, I always say I wouldn't be a priest if it hadn't been for him. He awakened in me my vocation. You know, if it was something that was already there, But he helped me to see it and helped me to see the joy of one who gives up his life for God, you know. And Father Charlie taught me so many things, but he taught me the joy of the faith, and he taught me friendship with the Lord, you know. And it awakened in me this love for God that Jesus is talking about today. Just a little question, you know, for us to maybe ponder in prayer is, how are you awakening this kind of love for God in your neighbor, in your children, in your grandchildren, your godchildren, your brothers, sisters, co-workers, friends? How are you awakening this kind of love that Jesus is talking about? Loving the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength, and our neighbor as ourself. How are you awakening this love? Like a mother smiling on her child, which teaches the child or awakens the love within the child that is already there. And by words and by example is how we do it. Just like my mom and dad and teachers and priests did for me growing up. Any good way that I love God now, it's because they awakened that love in me when I was a little kid. And I'm eternally thankful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.